You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. There's two stories I want to cover. One is the unmasking of U.S. citizens' names in documents that the National Security Agency puts out. And the reason I want to focus in on this, U.S. citizens under the Bill of Rights, U.S. Constitution, Fourth Amendment, have a right to privacy. Yet starting with President Bush, a Republican, continuing in the Obama administration, a Democrat, and now continuing in the Trump administration, the American people are being spied on. Some know it. Many of them are not paying attention. What annoys me and a lot of people is, where are representatives on this? In the House and the Senate. Now, I understand when you have one of the persons involved in the conversation is an agent of another country, whether it's Russian or Iranian, doesn't really matter. You have to go to the FISA court, get a warrant, don't have to notify them. It doesn't make sense. But there are procedures in place to mask the identity of American citizens. And apparently that is being abused, has been abused by the former administration, the Obama administration. The way it works, if you get a National Security Agency document, I'm assuming you're cleared for it, you're on the distribution, you get a copy. It'll say U.S. Citizen 1, U.S. Citizen 2, U.S. Citizen 3, and obviously the name of the foreign agent, if you will. I'm going to describe him that way. And the reason they do that is to protect the privacy of the American citizen. There's a reason for it. Now, other government agencies, including the White House, the administration, and there are 17 intelligence agencies that we know of, and there are probably more that we don't know of, can, if they need, request that the American citizen's name be unmasked. Problem is, that runs the risk of that being abused. And apparently it was abused by the Obama administration, because many of these reports concerned President-elect Trump and his transition team. In other words, the administration was spying on the opposition party, doing it under the guise, oh, we just wanted to know who the American citizen was on the other end of the conversation. The question is, how many names were unmasked? What's the extent of this? How many documents are involved? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a scandal of the first order. And that's what the Democratic Party does not want to be revealed to the American people. This rivals Watergate. It exceeds Watergate. It's unheard of. One case is where a foreign agent, it could be an ambassador, a citizen of another country, is on one end of the conversation. But the procedures are rather strict. The protocol is rather strict. There needs to be a reason, a need to know the name of that U.S. citizen, not because you're curious. And it's rare, almost unheard of, to unmask. The only exception is, yeah, if the American is engaged in espionage, of course you're going to unmask that. But that's not what we're talking about here. Now, you need to understand there's another That's one case, if you will, or category. There's a bigger category, and this concerns me even more. Routinely, without warrant, every single second of the day, the National Security Agency is collecting and storing every communication a U.S. citizen engages in on the internet. Emails, telephone calls, podcasts, videos, you name it. If it goes over the internet, what they do is they spliced into the fiber cable and the communication goes directly to a National Security Agency facility, and they have several of them, and the information is stored. And then at any future date, should someone become a target, they build a dossier on the individual and access all that information. And that could be going on too. We don't know. This is in the early stages, in my mind, of a potentially huge scandal. But that's not what you're hearing on the news. I just came from our newsroom listening to CNN, Fox. What are they focusing on? Not the fact that the National Security Agency is invading our privacy. No, they wouldn't do that. We can't allow the American people to know that Big Brother, the government, is spying on them. They would get upset. I am upset. And where's the press on this? What are they focused? What are the press focusing on, and what is the Democratic Party focusing on? They're not focusing on this. What they're focusing on is process. And what are they demanding? We demand that the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, recuse himself in the Russian investigation. Well, first of all, I have a bulletin for the Democratic Party. You lost the election. You lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency. The Republican Party, and I'm not a member of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, they run the show now, and they're not going to listen to you. And frankly, they should tell you where to get off. To paraphrase President Obama, elections have consequences. We won, you lost. Well, now it's the other way around. The Republicans won, you lost. You can suggest, demand, insist all you want, but no one is going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you because you're trying to distract the American people from the scandal that happened in the White House in November, December, or January that we know of last year, invading the privacy of American citizens. That's what's going on. And not just any American citizen, the transition team, as well as the president-elect. That is a scandal of the first order. It should be investigated. Now, Devin Nunes has been chairman for a while of the House Intelligence Committee, and it's investigating the interference by Russians into the election. And they haven't come up with any evidence that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. No evidence. They can't produce it. Now, you can investigate all you want. What they're looking for is an excuse for why the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton lost the election. It's not hard to find. Look at your candidate. You were overconfident. You thought Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. And that's what you said in your news coverage. That was wrong. The American people wanted no more Democratic president for at least 4 years. Live with it. Move on. Move on. What the House and the Senate and the President should insist on is a complete, thorough investigation of the prior administration and the unmasking of names from intelligence documents, principally from the National Security Agency. Why was this done in a cavalier manner and then leaked to the press, which is a crime? That should be investigated. We have criminal behavior here, and we have inappropriate behavior here. But no, we want to talk about and demand that the chairman of the Intelligence Committee recuse himself. Excuse me, you don't run it anymore. Sit down. And if I were running, I'd say, shut up. No one cares. The American people don't care about that. What they care about is their privacy being invaded. The big issue here, the Intelligence Committee gets information from whistleblowers, from a lot of sources, and they don't disclose their sources. He got a call. Someone probably either the White House or the executive branch had some documents that the Intelligence Committee did not have. and it doesn't pertain to Russia. And he said that several times. A lot of people are hard of hearing, but his source, obviously a government employee with security clearance, called him up and said, listen, we have documents we need to show you, and they have to be shown in a what's called a SCIF. And if you go to my website, my companion website for the show, and that's prankpops.wordpress.com. That's prankpops, prankpops.wordpress.com. Underneath my photograph, you'll see 60 to 80 shows, links to the most recent shows. But under that, you'll have some of the information I looked at in preparing this show. And this show probably will be posted later this evening. It's not posted yet because I haven't completed the show nor my notes. But you have to go to what's called a SCIF. And I have, when I was in the Air Force, been in a SCIF. Think of it, it's a room, but it's called a sensitive compartmented information facility. Usually has a lock. It's like a vault, but it can be anywhere. It can be out in a vehicle, and it can be temporary. Now, the reason why you go to one is you're going to be looking at and handling classified information. So it's a very secure area. So he got the phone call, went to the White House grounds. We're not clear yet whether it's in the White House or in the executive building. Who knows where it was? And looked at some documents that had the names unmasked. Yeah, classified documents, but the names unmasked. They didn't have Citizen 1, Citizen 2, Citizen 3. They had Joe Blow 1, Joe Blow 2, Joe Blow 3. And what was disturbing about it is none of these documents really had sensitive intelligence, but the names were unmasked. The House needs to investigate this, a separate investigation, because this is an abuse of power as far as I'm concerned. And if the Barack Obama is his administration did this and targeted President-elect Trump or the transition team, they're in trouble. They're in serious trouble, especially whoever leaked it is in trouble. And yeah, I want to know the history, because originally the names are U.S. Citizen 1 and 2. Someone had to specifically ask the originating intelligence agency, most likely the National Security Agency or the Federal Bureau of Investigation, specifically ask for it and give justification for it, which I think the Intelligence Committee needs to look at. Who requested the unmasking? Now, I suspect it's the White House or the State Department or people in the Justice Department. They wanted to get political intelligence on who? The Republican Party, its president-elect, and the transition team. How dare they? That's the scandal here, and it's a big scandal. Instead, the Democrats are trying to kick sand in your eyes, blow smoke in your eyes.
He needs to recuse himself.
No, he doesn't. I think what he needs to demand is a separate investigation into this. This rivals, and as far as I can see, I think it exceeds the Watergate situation. You know, Nixon had to resign because of the cover-up. He didn't know that some Republican operatives were breaking into the DNC headquarters in the Watergate apartment complex. You have a number of former Obama administration officials in serious trouble. Somebody leaked these documents to the press. If you believe press reports, 9 separate sources, New York Times, that clearly is a crime, and they need to get to the bottom of that. It could have come from the Justice Department. It could have come from the Department of State. It could have come from the White House. Yes, and it could have come from the FBI, the National Security Agency. There's a leaker, and probably more than one. But the other part of this, even if you didn't leak, is the fact that someone in the government requested of the originating intelligence agency to unmask. And it was unmasked. What I'm saying here, there is a track to follow, a documented track to follow. What was the classified document? What was the original document? What was the unmasked document? Who requested the unmasking? And furthermore, who was on the distribution? Who looked at both the mask and the unmasked document? And what was the justification given for unmasking? And what was the nature of the information in that document? Ladies and gentlemen, this is an unprecedented, and as far as I'm concerned, a very dangerous precedent in the sense that this never should have happened. And that's why the Democratic Party and the media, their friends, the big lie media, the networks, are going on and on and on about the sequence of events in terms of Chairman Devin Nunes instead of what they should be focusing on. I don't care how this document got to that chairman at all, but it got to the right person. And that's what's, I think the Democratic Party is panicking, and so is the media, because this is explosive. And if this is thoroughly investigated, which it should be, it could be damning. It depends on the scope. You know, if it's just one document, someone made a serious mistake. But if there's a pattern and dozens of documents and dozens of people were looking at it and the unmasked version of it, and there was no real reason to do it, this does not speak well for the President of the United States and the people working for him. The American people don't like to be spied on. They don't like their privacy to be invaded. And that's what we're talking about. It goes right back to the Bill of Rights, Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. And the media is going on and on and on, not about this or the more general subject of the American people being spied on by the National Security Agency every single second of the day. They got everything on you. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about he went to the White House. He went to a skiff in the White House ground. Why didn't he go to the skiff in Congress? Well, the congressman told you. The committee didn't have the document or documents. The White House did. Duh. This is going to break. This story is not going to go away. And the Democrat and when the Democrats are making a mistake, let them. Let the press and the Democratic Party keep going on and on about this. Because eventually the truth will come out, and it is coming out. People are understanding why he immediately went there. Now, what they're trying to do is to say this was a setup. This was arranged. Someone in the Trump administration gave him this document with the intention that he would go to the president. It's his responsibility to go to the president where he's seeing an abuse of the process of handling of highly classified information. He was doing what he should be doing, bringing it to the attention of the president, and it should be completely investigated. You want to bet it will? I don't know. I hope the Republicans do it, though. Now, I'll be the first to say this is very much, at first glance, a Washington story. Well, the chairman needs to recuse himself. He shouldn't be the chair for the investigation of the Russians. What he was doing has nothing to do with the Russian investigation. He said it several times. Clean out your ears. Clean out your ears. They don't listen very well. Why? They have an agenda. And part of the agenda is to try to take out this chair. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And you'll accelerate and you're focusing attention right now on who? The Obama administration and how they handle classified documents, how they handle the unmasking of U.S. citizens. And frankly, an abuse of power. And then compounded with people leaking from that administration to the press. All with the agenda to find an excuse for Hillary Clinton losing because the Russians influenced the election. They do that across the world, as does the United States try to influence elections of other governments. Nothing new about that. It's been made a focus to find an excuse for why Hillary Clinton lost. It's a rather lame excuse because they can't produce any evidence. I have no problem investigating the Russians and their agents and how they were trying to influence the election. Go to it. I'm not buddy-buddies but with the Russians. Now, there is a long history of the Democratic Party being buddies with the Russians. Don't bring that up. You would think that the press would do its job. And what I'm talking about is investigative journalism, not playing gotcha journalism. Could it have been handled a little bit better? Yes, it could have been. I'd be the first to say it. But we're going to hear a lot more on these two stories. See, I think the biggest story, and I've in past shows I've gone over this, because of Edward Snowden, another leaker, some would characterize him as a whistleblower, he confirmed what many knowledgeable Americans suspected all along, that the National Security Agency had been intercepting, collecting, and storing any communications over the internet. And they had been. And they've been doing it since at least the end of 2001 forward. And the reason is the government, in this case a Republican president, as well as a general, Hayden, they crossed a line that they shouldn't have crossed. They turned the capability of the National Security Agency, not on the enemies of the United States, the terrorists, but foreign governments that don't wish as well. They turned all that capability on the American people. They started a spy on American people. And I mean thoroughly spy. Today, most people communicate over the internet, not only by email, by texting. They do searches. They conduct business. They get their statements from banks. All of it is done over the internet. And because of the revelations, the slides that showed what was going on, it was, to summarize, every single thing that goes over the internet in the United States where the National Security Agency can tap, splice into the fiber optic cable, the backbone of the web, anything that's communicated that way, they have. Everything, folks. Did they go for a warrant? No, they didn't go for a warrant. They will say the authority is the Patriot Act, or more specifically, Executive Order 12333. Are they committing crimes? You better believe they're committing crimes. That's another scandal. That's a bigger scandal, and it involves both political parties. Like I said, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. They're both big government parties, and they're spying on you. This has happened under Republican and Democratic administrations, and it's continuing. And what are our representatives and senators doing about it? In essence, nothing. They don't want to know anything about it. Why? And they don't want to bring it up. I'll tell you why. Guess whose background the National Security Agency, these dossiers that they compile on every representative, senator, cabinet officer, Supreme Court judge. They have a group that does it. Big Brother is alive and well, and it's spying on all the American people. That's why our representatives and senators are afraid of this, don't want to bring it up. And every investigation of this, note, it's behind closed doors. It's a closed executive session because it doesn't reflect well on either political party. And once the American people truly understand the scope of this and what's going on, they're not going to be happy. They're going to be demanding, well, Representative fill in the blank, what were you doing to stop it? Well, I wasn't doing anything. Now, some will say, I wasn't aware of it. It doesn't wash. I became aware of it because of information online. You got to piece it together and pay attention. And that's why they want to hang Edward Snowden as a traitor. And Snowden did it this way because he saw what the federal government did to previous whistleblowers. Try to prosecute them. Didn't turn out well. So we have, in my mind, a number of scandals. Now, the biggest immediate one is, what did the Obama administration do, both prior to the election and after the election, regarding these intelligence documents where the names of American citizens were revealed? That needs to be examined, and I think the American people should have in public an explanation in detail. Do you think the American people is going to get it? I don't know. Remember the Benghazi Special Committee, the House Committee? Do you know why the CIA was in Benghazi and what they were doing there? Did CIA, Central Intelligence Agency employees that were in Benghazi under attack, did they testify? No, they didn't testify. As far as I'm concerned, it was a cover-up. We never got to the real reason the CIA was there, and the president ordered it. They were shipping arms to rebels in Syria, but that was never confirmed or denied. We never heard the testimony of one CIA employee that was in Benghazi. And what was their mission? It was a covert mission. It never should have seen the light of day, but it was exposed because the CIA annex, as well as the so-called diplomatic facility where the ambassador, Chris Stevens, was killed together with a State Department employee, was attacked. Four Americans died. Two of them were protecting the CIA annex. They were former SEALs that were contract employees of the CIA. We never heard a word from the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA employees there. Why were they there? What were they doing? I think we're owed an explanation, but, you know, they've had a report, and it blamed the State Department and Hillary Clinton for not having adequate security at the so-called diplomatic facility. It wasn't initially it was called a consulate, but then they changed the name in Benghazi. And that was a scandal, as far as I'm concerned, a big scandal that was covered up, swept under the rug, because why? In 2012, we were weeks away from the election. And guess what? Surprise, surprise, with the exception of Fox, the networks, as well as the newspapers, didn't focus on it. Why? Because if it was revealed what was going on, it could very well mean that President Obama would not be reelected. Isn't it convenient that scandals are swept under the rug, especially when it's regards scandals of the Obama administration? Not only Benghazi, but Fast and Furious, the IRS, not granting Tea Party organizations, giving them a letter, just stalling. Goes on and on and on. That's what happens when government gets bigger and bigger. You get corruption, and you get what I call bought and paid for politicians. They're bought and paid for by large campaign contributions. Is it looked into? No. Is it investigated? No. Big lie media does not want any scandal that pertains to the Democratic Party to be exposed. They're willing accomplices. Yet, when one of the House members, in this case the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, that's investigating Russian interference in the U.S. election, gets information that, as far as I'm concerned, is a scandal already. We haven't gotten the facts out, and we probably won't, because most of that committee's hearings are in closed session or executive session. They're not made in the public. Now, I understand that because you're discussing rather sensitive information as to what the National Security Agency, as well as other intelligence agencies and the FBI, are doing. The American people are owed a lot of answers, and they're not getting them. They're not getting them from the Democrats, and they're not getting them from the Republicans, and they're certainly not getting them from big lie media, your major newspapers, city newspapers, and your ABC, NBC, CBS. They'll focus on this till the cows come home. This is the second week, and we're still talking about it. Are we talking about the scandal, as far as I'm concerned? No, we're not. We should be. There are people that know how the NSA operates. Bill Binney worked for him, I think, for 32 years at a very high level, supervised over 6,000 people, and was a whistleblower. And they went after him. Why was he a whistleblower? Because the National Security Agency under Bush, President Bush, were spying, invading the privacy of the American people without a warrant. A warrantless search of every U.S. citizen every single second, minute, hour of the day. 24/7, 365 days. Anything that you put on the internet, the NSA has. The ultimate backup. Now, I know, because I've heard this, some will say, well, my life's an open book. I have nothing embarrassing. I have nothing to hide. You're missing the point. Big time missing the point. This capability has already been misused, and that's what I warned of. All it takes is an unscrupulous politician, bureaucrat, to misuse this capability, and that's what's happened. It's inexcusable for what they did, and they've been found out largely because someone committed a crime. A leaker committed a crime, and now we got a little peek into what was going on. And what I'm talking about is the complete transcript of General Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador. Now, the American people have not seen it. That hasn't been declassified. The only ones that have seen it or heard about it are the press, and they're slanting it, buying it, biasing it, but missing the point. I could understand the National Security Agency and or the FBI having surveillance on the Russian ambassador. I would expect it. But I also expected that the United States government, whether it's the FBI or the National Security Agency, would protect the privacy of the American citizen. They didn't. And it's more than General Flynn. It's not an isolated case. Now, they try to make it like General Flynn was negotiating sanctions. He wasn't. The Russian ambassador brought it up. Ultimately, General Flynn was fired by Trump. That's his call. He's entitled to his team. General Flynn was doing his job. And what the press was doing is to try to take out one or more of the key people in the Trump transition. And they were successful here. They're not going to be successful with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I don't think he's going to resign at all. There's no reason for him. And you need to stand up to these Democrats and their allies, fellow travelers, in big lie media. They're trying to distract the American people from what's going on. I think it's a major story, but not the way they're covering it. It's up to the Republicans on this committee to tell the American people what is going on. I don't have access to these classified documents, but the chairman at least has seen it. And I think the whole committee should see it. And I think it should be a separate investigation for the simple reason we already know that one or more of these documents don't pertain to the Russians at all. That's what the chairman says. Take his word for it. What did the president know and when did he know about it? What did the people in his administration, what did they know and when did they know about it? How did they get the names of American citizens when they shouldn't have gotten those names? Who requested that the originating intelligence agency, probably the NSA or the FBI, unmask that? Who? Name and what office? The White House? The Department of Justice? The Department of State? Who? Who authorized the unmasking? Was the justification adequate? Remember, what did the Obama administration do in the closing days of its administration? It made sure that these type of intelligence documents were widely dispersed into other intelligence agencies. Now, I'm not necessarily against it. In fact, I'm for it, as long as you follow procedures. And the procedures, in my mind, were not followed. Because you can't have what's called stovepiping of information. That's dangerous. And in the past, that's what's been going on. The National Security Agency would keep most of that information to itself when it really needs to be distributed to others, whether it's the FBI, the CIA, or the Defense Intelligence Agency and the various military intelligence agencies. But I don't believe in coincidences, though. They waited towards the very end of the administration to finally make this change. And it has been in the work for over a year, going on 2 years. The timing is just a little too convenient because of results in what? The scandal that we have now. Many in government, and I don't know how many is, but I think it's more than one and probably more than two or three or four. And I strongly suspect it's more than just the White House or the Department of Justice or another agency, like the State Department. It's making intelligence political and using it for potentially for political reason. We go to motive and motivation, which is difficult and not required to be proved. We need investigative journalists to use their contacts and dig out for the American people what was going on. The problem is there are fewer and fewer and fewer truly investigative journalists that let the chips fall where they may. Most of them, 95% plus, are Democrats, progressives, wanted Hillary Clinton to win, and really couldn't believe she lost, and didn't think they were, and they didn't really think she was going to lose, so they did this. They thought they could get away with it, and they almost did. They almost did. Well, I got to close it out. These stories will continue. I'll give you updates when we have significant developments. Now, my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.